top of the morning to you.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Josh.
And this is The Rooney Cast.
The Rooney Cast is a podcast discussing the works and adaptations of Irish author Sally Rooney. From her first novel, Conversations with Friends, to the phenomenon that is Normal People, we will analyze the complex relational machinations of these many emotionally unavailable 20-somethings. This is also our inaugural episode, so big props to us for embarking on this wonderful journey.
We're really excited.
Yes, yes, we are.
Okay, to start us out, we are going to talk about Normal People. You've seen it. You've heard of it.
Maybe you haven't. It's okay. It's on Hulu. It's very Irish.
And the book is in bookstores everywhere.
To start, we should break down the cast, the lovely, beautiful cast of Normal People, as well as basically what it's about, and insert a little content warning in there for any of you squeamish folk, because things can get a little raunchy up in the Rooney Cast.
I think it's rated TV mature.
So I learned yesterday.
Subject to verification.
So, in order of top billing, Normal People is starring Daisy Edgar-Jones as Marianne Sheridan and Paul Mescal as the illustriously handsome Connell Waldron.
Both great people. Both great actors.
Why don't you tell us what this the show is about?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Okay, so Normal People is, let's give a two-sentence synopsis right here, right now. Normal People is about the, I would say, love story, but it's not a love story.
It's not?
No.
It is so much a love story. It's a story about love.
It's a story about complicated love.
Is complicated love not love?
Depends who you ask.
Well, for Marianne and Connell, it very much is. And we begin their story on a cloudy Irish day.
In Sligo.
Like all their days are. Just like Seattle. In Sligo, yes. Which I didn't know was an actual place. I thought that was just a made-up place because it sounds like a fantasy location.
You didn't Google Maps it when you were reading the book?
No.
Mm.
Is that offensive toward the Irish?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so back to Normal People. Normal People has two main characters. Their families and friends are sort of in the show, but it definitely follows the story between Marianne and Connell, it starts in high school, and they go to high school in some Irish high school where they wear uniforms, so that's cool.
It's very much like Hogwarts.
Same vibes, same energy.
Anytime an American sees anything remotely British or Irish, we're just like, oh, like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Like that one British property we recognize.
Exactly. Okay, so they are in high school, and Connell's mother works for Marianne's family as a maid, house cleaner.
We should say that for this inaugural episode of the Rooney Cast, we will be discussing episodes 1 through 5 of Normal People, available to stream on Hulu. And you can watch along with us.
Yeah.
Maybe not in real time. I would say you should definitely, you should listen to us first.
We're better. So back to the synopsis. Connell, his mother.
Lorraine.
Best character in the show, just let me tell you. So Lorraine works for Marianne's family, who is kind of just like a rich, preppy family, very disconnected, not your picture-perfect family, to say the least.
Definitely not. What happened to Marianne's dad?
I don't know.
Did he die?
I don't know. I don't think they ever mentioned it.
Maybe we should have watched the show closer. Anyhow, her brother's kind of a douche, and her mom is emotionally distant and also kind of emotionally manipulative. And overall, it's not a very healthy environment for her, which is why she is sort of a bad boy, no fucks given kind of individual.
The family environment Marianne grew up in also influenced her view and outlook on love, and that is very telling throughout the entire story of Normal People and how she gets along with Connell.
Indeed. They are a strange little pair because Connell starts out as this very jockish,
Popular kid.
Popular kid, even though he's really kind of soft boy, doesn't talk a lot, shy. He's so shy, and he's so soft, and he's just big. He's like a himbo. He is the quintessential himbo.
You mean he's a normal person?
No, he is indeed a normal person. He's one of the normal people.
The show's full of them.
Two of them. But the first episode sort of just talks about how these two initially get intertwined. And let me tell you, it is because they're...
Oh, the book.
Oh, the book.
The book.
I was going to say it's because they're just horny teenagers.
No.
It's a combination.
Of course. You have to have a book as your ploy.
So they start talking with each other about this book.
That we should have looked up beforehand.
And then they fuck. But that's not till episode 2.
Yeah. Okay. Connell and Mary Ann are seemingly opposite people, except from the outside they're seemingly opposite, and yet on the inside, as Josh just aptly mentioned, they're very much very similar. Mary Ann is, I would say, emotionally intelligent. She definitely knows how, she's not your average high school kid. She is very done with high school. She wants to move on. She's there just to graduate and go to college. Whereas Connell's kind of your average high schooler. He's there with his friends. He's having a good time. But on the inside, they're both, I would say, Connell's not very emotionally intelligent, but they're both very intellectual at their heart.
Yes, I would very much agree. I do think that a lot of what happens in these first few episodes, especially with how they interact with each other and the sometimes questionable decisions that they make, it's built from who they are at their core, at the core of their souls, I suppose. I guess this is a good time to get into the next few episodes. So episode 2 is very much a consummation of their secret love affair, which, you know,
Did you use that word on purpose?
Why? What? Because they have sex?
Yeah.
Well, that's literally what consummate means.
I know, that's my point.
So they have sex, but not just one time, like 4 consecutive times on screen.
In a span of 10 minutes.
Yes. I do think we should now talk about the frequency of sex scenes in the show. What's your take on it?
It's part of the best thing of the show. I think they do it. It's not your quintessential rom-com love scene. It's very, I don't know.
They're tasteful.
They're very tasteful. They're semi more natural and normal than other shows, which I guess is perhaps because the show's called Normal People.
Yes, they have sex like normal people.
Yeah. That's very refreshing.
Yes.
In television.
And what is also refreshing is, we'll get to that later. Never mind. For now, what I will say is that episode 2 kind of introduces all these external conflicts that aren't just Marianne and Connell, but it's Connell's friends who he's very much clicked up, unlike Marianne. Marianne is a loner, but Connell is one of the popular kids, and those worlds don't really overlap, and Connell feels this anxiety about combining them, about what his friends would think, about how that would reflect on him as a person, which is...
Connell is the quintessential overthinker.
Just like me, for real.
Mary Ann, as Josh said, is a loner, like a lot of shows that show girls not having that many friends in high school. She literally does not have a single friend in high school. I don't think she talks to a single person the entire show. That changes in college, but...
Yeah, I was gonna say, for like the first 3 episodes.
Yeah, okay, but like in the high school shows, mm-hmm. of the episodes of high school.
She only talks to people when Connell's friends are picking on her.
Yeah, so Connell... All of his friends think that she's just, like, a know-it-all, thinks that she's better than them. So they all get, like, gang up on her and treat her really poorly. And Connell, like the idiot that he sometimes is, does not stand up for her at all, even though they have sex every 5 minutes.
All these episodes are half an hour long, so they're very digestible. But it also means that there's a lot of frequent sex, which I'm not complaining about necessarily. Honestly, high schoolers, man, they're built different. They're so weird and they're so horny. They do as much as they want. And especially if they're like Connell and Marianne are and kind of not looked after.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of responsibilities and their parents aren't expecting a lot from them in terms of after school activities. So. Yeah.
But an important part of episode two is that the two are talking about their futures, Marianne and Connell, and Marianne convinces Connell to apply to Trinity College in Dublin, which is a very prestigious school, one of the most prestigious schools in the country, to study English, which he is very passionate about, but also is very shy about because it doesn't really match up with the aesthetic of his high school persona and who he is at the core of that. And yeah, I think a lot of what he does in these first few episodes is born from that fear of what people will think of him and what his future is going to look like past that.
Yeah, he puts a lot of stock in his external persona and doesn't really care or think much of his internal wants and needs beyond agreeing to this relationship with Marianne. I think that's the only time that he actually accepts that, oh, this is something I want, even though it goes beyond what my friends think is best for me. So, okay, moving on to episode three, I think.
A big episode for all the Marianne Connell stans.
It houses my favorite scene. I just want everyone to know. Thank you very much.
What's their ship name?
Colleen.
Colleen? Ooh, that's a little rough.
I don't know.
We're going to need some workshopping there for Colleen.
That's actually really bad. Okay, I'll come back.
I was going to say Carrie Ann, so.
Why? Oh, Marianne. What about
Monel.
That sounds like mono. Okay, right. Tune in for episode two where we'll have a good ship name.
We need your help. We need you, the audience's help. Comment below. Send emails to podcast@dailyuw.com. What is Marianne and Connell's ship name? We must know. The viewers must know. The readers must especially know. Maybe we should email Sally Rooney.
Ask for the ship name?
Yeah.
Did you know that Sally Rooney, side note, we might keep this in, I don't know. But side note, did you know that Sally Rooney has a secret Spotify playlist and account for every single of her novels? And so all three of her novels and the TV shows, she's created a Spotify playlist herself, and she makes it before she writes the character. And so there's, I think, 10 or 12 songs for each character in the show, and they kind of describe the character's personality, all of their quirks, and highly recommend. It's a great listen.
It's very interesting from a writing perspective to sort of lay your characters out in such a way. That is quite useful.
I never heard of that before. It was cool.
I know the author of Carry On Fangirl, Rainbow Rowell, she does a similar thing with her characters, or just for her books in general, not just having like a playlist of songs that sort of capture like a mood board sort of that work. That's all. I don't want to dwell too long on.
Okay.
I don't want to digress.
Yeah. Okay. Going back. So we are going to talk about episode three, big episode. Lots happens. Final episode in high school. OMG. They're finally leaving Sligo. What a time.
Yes. It's very much a turning point for the characters in that it's not just the culmination of their adolescence, but it is a culmination of this phase of their relationship. And so described by sort of the final revelation of a lot of things, Connell confesses his love to Marianne. Says, I love you, Marianne.
That's like five times in five minutes.
I love you. And she says, she starts crying because that might be like the first time she's ever heard that in her life. Oh, that's depressing.
As we said at the beginning, Marianne's familial relationships definitely play into how the show goes and some later episodes that we will discuss on episode two.
Yes. And surrounding that moment, there's kind of this mounting conflict from Connell's friends that they sort of tease him about Marianne. Connell drives Marianne home after this dude harasses her.
We haven't mentioned what event they were at.
Oh my God. The Dibs?
The fundraiser for the Dibs.
The fundraiser for the Dibs. For all of you Americans, you stupid foreign Americans, who may not know about what the Dibs is, let me tell you, I'm not sure I know what the Dibs is either. But the way it's been described to me,
it is similar to prom for all of us American high schoolers. So the Dibs is similar to prom or homecoming. So it's just like this big dance at the end of the school year. You're supposed to ask your crush. It's going to be the best time of your life. And you really want to ask you really want someone specific to ask you to the Dibs, just like prom.
Exactly, exactly. Now, if you've been paying attention, you math blasters, through the rest of this podcast, you may be thinking, wow, wouldn't it be great if Connell asked Marianne to the Dibs? Wouldn't that be a beautiful, beautiful situation?
Doesn't happen.
Does not
happen. Spoiler warning.
Spoiler alert. So, like we said, Connell, he's driven by this anxious desire to be liked by his friends, but now it has finally come into conflict with his secret love and relationship with Marianne. So with all these mounting pressures, he asks this random ass girl, Rachel.
Who's super rude. She's like your total mean girl. She doesn't get along with Marianne. She thinks Marianne is super ugly. She literally calls her ugly multiple times in the show. Yes. And if you've ever seen Daisy Edgar Jones, you know this is not true. So yeah. That's weird. That's awkward. But as Josh loves to say, the show could have been over on episode 3 if only Connell had asked Marianne to the Dibs, but he doesn't, which means we get a total of 12 episodes.
Yes, the show could have been 1/4 its length if Connell just fucking asked Marianne to the Dibs. I'm still upset about this. And this dumb fuck, he goes to Marianne's house, and then he's like, oh, by the way, I asked Rachel to the Dibs. And then what does he expect her to say?
He expects her to say, cool, Connell, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's nothing serious. Just as friends, you know? And then and so rightfully, she's very upset. She
starts crying. She's like, what the heck? What does that make us? Are we just friends? And he was like, no, no, no. We sleep together every day. And she was like, and she's like, okay. But you asked Rachel to the Dibs, and he was like, yeah, it's not a big deal. And she was like, what the hell? Get out of my house.
Indeed. And so she stops going to school. She only shows up for, like, finals in this cool yellow blouse.
I know. Everyone else was wearing a uniform, and she's over here rocking out in this cool shirt.
Leather, yellow blouse and, like, a brown leather jacket.
Yeah, she's stylish.
I don't know why that was the one thing I took away from this.
Okay, but also the final exams, just like how we mentioned Hogwarts, it looks like taking the owl's exams.
Oh my God, from Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter.
In the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, with our bestie, rude Dolores lady, Umbridge. Dolores Umbridge.
All right, this is turning into the Pottercast.
But moving back, because Josh skipped over Anna's favorite scene, my favorite scene in the whole goddamn show.
It's so true.
So backtracking, Marianne kicks him out of the house, and she's like, go the F to hell. Leave me alone. I'm done. What the hell was that? And Connell's like, I don't know why you're acting like this. This is dumb. And so Connell is driving home with his mom. She was also at Marianne's house because she was cleaning it. So they're driving back together. And Connell's like driving the car. And he looks to his mom in the passenger seat and was like, oh, yeah, I asked Rachel to the Dibs. And Lorraine, Connell's mom, says, pull over. No, she doesn't. She says, pull in.
Pull in.
And so he's like, what the hell? Why? And she was like, because you're a disgrace. I don't like you right now. I can't look at you. And he was like, what the heck? You're acting like Marianne. And
she was like, oh, he says that?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He probably doesn't say that, but he meant it.
In his heart.
In his heart, that's what he wanted to say. And Lorraine's like, what the hell? This is the dumbest thing you've ever done. can't believe you did this. And she gets out of the car and says, I'm taking the bus home. I can't look at you right now.
It was raining too, I think.
Yeah. Lorraine is the goat.
Lorraine is the goat.
That's all.
Brings me to my favorite scene in the episode. My favorite scene in the episode, which is at the Debs, and it's intercut with shots of Marianne being sad at home. But the important thing is Connell is out for a ciggy break. What do they call cigarettes in Ireland?
Can I have a smoke?
He's out for a smoke with his mate. And his friend asks him, so what was really going on with you and Marianne? And then Connell's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Which, by the way, is not, you would never say that. I don't know what you're talking about. That's just you admitting you, never mind.
As we said, Connell, not the most emotionally intelligent person in the show.
No. But, yeah, basically his friend says, like, we all knew something was happening. We were just giving you a hard time about it. We're just curious, like, what actually was happening. And Connell just shuts down. He's like, nothing. And then he walks away, and this man is crying his eyes out. He is drunk in the streets of Sligo.
Walking in the middle of the road.
Sad, calling Marianne, leaving the
cringiest voicemail you've ever listened to.
The saddest, cringiest, high schoolest voicemail ever. He's like, I'm sorry, Marianne, I miss you, and I love you. I wish I could see you again. No, it's so, he's pouring his heart out. And episode's over. That's the end of the episode. But
Normal People is great at ending episodes on the most emotional point ever.
Yes, yes.
So that is the last scene in the high school drama. Mm-hmm. The show kind of flips here at episode 4. They are now both at Trinity College. Remember when they were filling out the application? Yes, they both cut in. Yippee for them. Insert clapping. Okay. As I clap. Okay. So they're both at Trinity. Connell's doing his English degree. Marianne's doing some political science degree, I think. They never really talk about that much.
They probably say it in the books, but I forgot.
I think she's doing political something. She's doing government. I don't know what the hell she's doing, but it's not English.
For the record, we both read the books.
And I've watched the show 3 times.
I have read the book. I read the book once when I was like 19 years old and I was taking a bath with a copy, my mother's copy of Normal People. And I was so pruny, but the book was finished.
Okay, I remember when I read Normal People. This is a total tangent, but ready? We're going to say it really quick. So it was January 2020. What a time. What an absolute time. I was a senior in high school.
Ew.
So I was sitting on the couch. I was supposed to be doing my CalCom work, but you know what? I wasn't, because my book of Normal People just arrived from, I had bought it from my local bookstore, and it just arrived at my house, and I was so excited, and I was like, oh my god, I saw this on Obama's Best Books of 2019. I'm gonna read it. Never heard of it before. And I was like, if Obama loved it, I will love it too. So, I swear to god, this is what happened.
The Obama connection.
Yeah. So, I'm sitting on that couch and I'm not doing my CalCom work, but it's open on my lap, and I'm finished the entire book in that sitting before my parents got home from work after school. Okay, we're getting back to the show.
Yes, back to the normalest of people. Of course, Chance
the rapper?
Chance, of course, in happenstance, Connell meets this dude, Gareth, in his English class. Now, if you've been to college, you've met a Gareth.
No, you haven't. I hope not.
Yes, you probably
have.
You've
never met a person named Gareth.
Especially not Gareth the name. Gareth, know. The soul. The soul of Gareth. The dude who's like, we should definitely let this Nazi give this talk at our campus.
Because free speech, right?
Free speech. Now, that's all we'll
this
say.
This literally happened in the show.
This is literally a conversation Connell has to have with this dude. In the show. That's all we'll say about that. But guess who's dating Gareth?
Marianne!
Yes. Of course, this very pretty, intelligent girl is dating perhaps the most mid-man in all of Dublin.
Every dude in this show, except for Connell, is mid.
I hate to say it, lads, but it's true.
It's really depressing, actually.
It's unfortunate. Although, you know, I'm sure if we had less context about Connell, we'd think he was mid too. Anyhow.
Connell meets Gareth, who we just talked about, but Gareth invites Connell, I can't say the name anymore, this is depressing, invites Connell over to a house party. Just because. Because that's what you do at Trinity College.
Yes. We will say that even though Gareth is mid,
he's kind of nice.
He's nice. Yeah. He's a good friend.
Yeah. Okay. So Connell's at this house party. He doesn't know anyone because he hasn't. Oh, he and Mary Ann switched roles in college.
Yo.
Connell now knows no one. He's a loner. He's really sad. He just walks around looking like a sad puppy every day. He doesn't talk in class. Doesn't really know what's going on, but still, like, gets good grades. He actually got the top grade in the class. Whatever. But Marianne is a social freaking butterfly. She's in her element. She was doing it all. And you know who she's dating? Gareth, who we just said.
We just said that. This just further strengthens the shy, soft boy nature of Connell. But regardless, we meet a sloth of new characters this episode, some of which will be important, some of which will be too important for their own goods, frankly. But we'll get to them later. Most important thing that happens here is that Connell and Marianne have a nice little chat about their experiences and their perspectives, and they agree to be friends in college. And this lasts a whole episode. So in episode 5, basically they continue their little college adventure, going to their classes and socializing. But through talking, they sort of realize that
they still love each other.
Well, yeah, but also that...
And that Gareth's an asshole.
No, it's mostly that Gareth's mid. Mostly that
Okay, fine.
Gareth is not giving Marianne what she wants or needs because he's mid. And... you know, frankly, that's enough. When you're young, you're in your 20s, if someone's not doing it, hey, you know, just not.
Exactly. Okay, so back to our time in episode 5. It's mostly a bunch of couch conversations. They're sitting in their houses, having conversations on the couch. They're drinking. They're talking about life. We meet some new characters. We meet Marianne's friends. She has... I think, like, 2 girlfriends, Peggy and Joanna.
Joanna, the second goat of the show.
Joanna is an absolute living legend. Joanna Stan over here. Peggy, I don't know what you're doing, Peggy, but stop.
She's
mid.
Peggy is mid. Hey, a lot of people on the show are quite mid.
Maybe, you know who would go well together? Peggy and Gareth.
Peggy and Gareth are perfect for each other. So after Marianne breaks up with Gareth, she starts day drinking gin on gin, I remember. And yeah. They're, Connell's taking Marianne to this little house show where Marianne, slightly inebriated, keeps asking Connell about this girl that he may or may not be seeing and may or may not be running off to. So there's,
yeah.
It's clear that she's still...
She's jealous.
She's a little jealous. And she has quite a raunchy little, conversation with him when she's very drunk. She basically just openly tells him that she wants to have sex with him, and then he says,
you're drunk.
You're very drunk. And then she says, is that the only reason? And he's like, yep. He's like, yep.
And then the show cuts.
Yeah. But then, so she stays the night, she sobers up, he drives her home, because he's a gentleman, and, you know, Marianne and Connell, never one to sit on a good thing, they immediately have sex.
Yep.
And thus, the journey of Marianne and Connell continues.
And we're at episode 6. And you know what episode 6 starts with, Josh?
Post-sex sex?
Yeah!
You know it. I think something interesting to think about in regards to Marianne and Connell returning together is the dynamic of ex-lovers.
Can they be friends?
Have you ever seen When Harry Met Sally?
No.
Okay.
I should really watch it. I'm so sorry.
You should. It's very good movie. And
Takes place in Seattle, right?
No, that's Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, close.
Who would have thunk it? But it's very interesting when it talks sort of about the dynamics. I think it's very possible for people who have maybe been dating for a month or a few months maybe to get out of it, maybe after a bit of time. Be friends. Granted, I don't have a lot of perspective. I'm 20 years old.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're not wise.
we're not well lived, unfortunately. But I think of the relationship I'm currently in, And I think it would just be very awkward if that ever ended and then, like, a friendship was tried to be born out of it. Because there's so much in place. After a certain time, there's just so much in place. And, of course, after a breakup, all that stuff breaks apart. And you sort of have to rebuild yourself. Rebuild this idea of who you are, of what your life is. But then when you try to reintegrate that part of your life that you had to get rid of, I feel like there's an incompatibility there.
Yeah, I can see it both ways. I get what you're saying about the, like, short-term relationship. You can be friends. But I also think those are some of the ones where, like, you can't be friends just because it was, like, so short that you don't, like, have enough connection there to, like, keep the friendship afterwards. Mm-hmm. But then with your example where it's, like, years long, I think it would be extremely difficult to just, like, cut that person out of your life and not even be friends with them, seeing as how they're, like, another part of you at that point. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I mean, Connell confesses his love to Marianne. I forget for what duration they were doing their little love affair. I think in the book it was like 3 months, a couple months. How long was that in the book?
In the book, their high school one? Mm-hmm. No more than 6 months. I would probably say three to four months.
Let's check the table of contents of Normal People, a copy of Normal People I have right next to me.
This isn't going to help you. Sally Rooney goes back and forth.
That's so true. Sally Rooney writes in a very yossified manner.
Sally Rooney is the GOAT, but also
there are
crazy.
No quotation marks in any of the books.
Nope. And the entire book is dialogue, which is funny.
I thought that was just a Normal People thing. It's not. It's not. It's an everything thing.
But seeing as how I read them so quickly, and I feel like everyone reads them so quickly, maybe that lends itself to just you read it in one sitting because there's no quotation marks. You can't pause.
No, but I do think that when Connell did confess his love to Marianne, that was a valid feeling he was feeling at the time. And even still, they tried to be friends, but it was very clear that there was still a connection between them in college. And then circumstance led them to end up with each other again. So
yeah. And then another question that leads to then is, I feel like this one is often talked about. Can men and women be friends?
If you've seen When Harry Met Sally, this is literally the central question of the film, which is why I asked. We should have discussed this better before we did this.
We should have.
Maybe, can you watch When Harry Met Sally by tomorrow?
No.
Darn. But yeah. The answer is yes. The answer is
obviously.
Yes. But the whole thing that I think Normal People and When Harry Met Sally get at is that, yes, women and men can be friends, which, you know, men and women is a very, you know, binary sort of way to look at that.
We don't believe in the binary of gender. Gender is a social construct. Putting that out there.
Put that on a shirt. But it looks at it not as, like, the answer is important. Because to me, and I think to the people that wrote, I'm just projecting, but I think to the people that wrote these shows and movie is that the answer is obviously yes, they can be friends. But the more important aspect of that is that friendship leads to the best relationships. And if you know someone on a really deep and friendly and personal level as a friend, that will lend itself to a very healthy, balanced, understanding relationship. And that's what both of those things sort of get at.
Yeah, I don't know that Normal People necessarily does that, because the very first time they, like, really interact is when they have sex.
It's like the fifth time they interact.
Okay, but they never really had a conversation before that.
Yeah, they did about the book.
Yeah, that was on the same day.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, fine. It was the next day. I think so.
Oh, gosh. Well, so the thing is, this isn't really covered.
They're just fast friends.
Yeah, they're fast friends. We're not going to be able to cover all this in the amount of time we have, especially since these are wider thematic ideas of the book and show that will not be really covered on until later on. But I think we should just leave it open then. We posit the question to you. Can men and women, or men and Can any genders?
But I think this question is born out of people thinking the binary and only thinking of gender as some sexual reproductive thing.
Yes.
Sure. So that's the only reason this question was ever posited. So maybe it's a dumb question.
Maybe. Nora Ephron, screenwriter of When Harry Met Sally.
We posit this question to you.
We posit this question to you. Rest in peace. But hey, I wonder what you're thinking right now.
Yeah. Okay. So that is it for our first episode of the Rooney Cast. We are so glad that you tuned in. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Rooney Cast. Listen to us next time for another rundown from our favorite Irish author, Sally Rooney. Goodbye.